Rabbi Eliezer Halpin.
And we're all aware that our Tesor and Chutzlorets have got different sedras at this time of the year. So there's a question, I haven't even been sure in here about whether you can have an Aliyah, and there's different like how can a better start Aliyah in Chutzlorets, when you're supposed to Shnai Mikra. There's a question which may have occurred to some people here, why don't we just become equal as soon as we can? Why are we going on with different sedras when there will be very simple answer? Achshminisha Pesach was Achrei Mois for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and we had your next Shabbos after Pesach, we should do Achrei Mois Kedoshim. Things all settled. Simple question. Now, why are we going on? Why are we prolonging the what the present one called the Ihishtavos HaParshios, as they call it in the Handic Gesmorim, yeah? My mother, Ihishtavos. Unequal. That's what we're trying to hang. Now, why are we carrying it on? Question. So this question, the answer is Tshuvas Maharit from the Great Samaritan, from the Gedolei Svadim, a good few hundred years ago. Why don't we just become equal as soon as we can? So he answers as follows. He says, the Gemara says in Megillah, Moshe Megillah, there was a takana to lain the Teichacha before Rosh Hashanah. The Teichacha before, two Teichachas, one in Bechakaisai and one in Kisavai, sorry. So the one in Kisavai, you lay in before Rosh Hashanah. And the one in Bechakaisai, you lay in before Shavuos. Ezra Tikkun Mishrol. Can klolos shibatos kohenim before atzeres, bechukosai before shavuos, and mishnah torah before Rosh Hashanah. Now, what it means, it doesn't mean directly before shavuos. It means bechukosai, another Shabbos in between, and then shavuos. Similarly, kisavoi the toicha, another Shabbos, and then Rosh Hashanah. And Ms. Tosa asks a question here: why is it when there's two Shabbosim between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, then Rosh Hashanah is in the middle of the week, so you have a Shabbos Shuva, another Shabbos between Kippur and Sukkot, so why do we do Nitzavim Vayelech separate, and Hazinu between Kippur and Sukkot? Why don't we make Matas Masei, which is so long, make them separate? Good Kasha? Allowing the Christ to say Matas Masei. Why don't we split up Matas Masei and put Nitzavim Vayelech together, yeah? And eventually end up the same, yeah. So Tosa, Teretz is, if Matas Masei would be separate, then Kisavai would be just before Rosh Hashanah. Then Nitzavim Vayelech would be Shabbos Shuvah, and Azinu would be between Kim and Sukkot. And we don't want Kisavai, the Teichacha, to be directly before Rosh Hashanah, because the Klolos have one Shabbos space. So that's why, that's the thing. So it is a takon of Ezra, nishtama psaminik. Takon of Ezra was masakan, that the Bechukosai, the Teichacha of Bechukosai has to be read before Shavuos. And the Kisavai, the Teichacha of Rosh Hashanah. There has to be before, but not immediately before. There has to be a Shabbos in between. Yeah? So Bechukosai is before Shavuos, followed by another Shabbos, followed by Shavuos. And same thing, Kisavoi, the Teichacha before Rosh Hashanah, Kisavoi, another Shabbos, then Rosh Hashanah. Zog the Marit, in Eretz Yisrael, in a year like this, they are now up to Bechukosai this week, so they're going to have Bechukosai this week, Bamidbar the following week, and Erev Shavuos will be Nosai. So they will have two sedras after the Teichacha before Shavuos. And that is not the ideal situation. The idea is to have only one sedra. Why only one sedra? To make it clear that the Teichacha, the klolos of the Teichacha, is being laid immediately close to Shavuos. Not too close, but not too far away. So in Eretz Yisrael, because they had Achreimus and we had Yontav, they had a sedra, there's a slight, a drawback, it's a slight, not so like a tchila, they have to have two sedras between Bechukosai and Shavuos, and the ideal is to have one sedra only. That's why we don't want to level up with the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So it's taken Marit. After Shavuos, why don't we level together as soon as we can? the Moshul Chukas Balak. Says another reason, different reason now, he says, because Devarim is always the Shabbos Chazoin, and we want to make it Nikka, that we want Devarim to be Shabbos Chazoin, so we get only wait till Matas Masay to make it Nikka, that Devarim, that Tisha B'Av should be the week of Eschanon.
We can.
What does this mean? You finish and you do the Teuchacha before. So it's all this inyan when the steps are separate, as we just said, it's based on the rule that the Teuchacha of the Kisava is for Hashanah. So the Mar says, what does it mean? Why do you have a Teuchacha before Hashanah was? The Mar says, Tichle Hashanah v'kilosei. Finish off the earth with all the klolos. Freid Gemara, Bishna, Mishna Torah. We're finishing off the year before Rosh Hashanah. Atzeres Kohenim is Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. My M. Atzeres is Rosh Hashanah. Atzeres is not Perusu. It's like a Yom Mishpat on Perusu Ilam. That's what I mean, Rosh Hashanah. Right, so I want to understand what does this mean. Tichle Shana. First, we'll speak about Tichle Shana v'Kidloseh of Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll explain it for Shavuot. We'll put it together, Shana and Shavuot. So what does it mean? Tichle Shana v'Kidloseh. Finished off the year with all the klalos. So we might be tempting. It means for Shana. Can't think of the right English words. Oh, pattern the klalos for Shana. As we know, the Teuchacha is a very, we might call it an unpopular part of Kriyas HaTorah. The Chazan lowers his voice, and you go whizzing through it, and we seem to think it's not very, no one wants to have the aliyah. It's actually a minig not to get the aliyah of the Teuchacha, yeah? Never quite understood why. L'chayra, we don't mean that the Chazan doesn't mean him more than anybody else. But there's a minig to be makpid not to have the aliyah of the Teuchacha. It's given to the Gabba, the Shalmas, yeah? So the Lashon here says, Chenoigin, Likus Mishmoy, and the Kairin Mishi. It's all he wants, yeah? So the Lashon is, says in the Ramah, Kairin Mishi Yitzah. So I once heard a pshat, there was a man say, Yamoid Mishi Yitzah. I find it very interesting. I've heard there is a shul with this minion. There was a minion in Presswich, I can't remember the name. There was a minion in Presswich made by people who are very, very big into the Mahogi Ashkenaz, and now I've told them to have this minion. They say, Yamoid Mishiyit. Those words. This is Apshat. The Pushat means Yamoid, whoever wants to. And however, it's usually by prior, it means it's used by prior arrangement, somebody, yeah. We say the word Yamad Mishinitza. He said, no, Pshat is you arrange someone to have it, you don't want to have it, yeah? And the Shire, do you say, the Shire is, if it's not a good, at the Shire, if it's not a good Aliyah, do you have to say Yamad Mishinitza, Ben Mishinitza? Maybe his father doesn't want him to get it. Maybe so, I can't put him, Yamad, I can't put him, you're, so what is this thing? So we tend to think of it as a very, bogey thing, the Teuchacha. Daval, I'll ask you a question on the Teuchacha. As we know, there's only one person gets the Aliyah of the Teuchacha. You don't make a new Aliyah. If I had asked you, what's the reason why? Why don't we make a break in the Teuchacha and call up another person for the Teuchacha in the middle? So everyone would say, Val, Vadir, it was haste, Vadir, you can't make another Aliyah. Vadir, one, but get it, go whiz through it, you don't have to make a new Aliyah. That's what we would say. Don't call another person up. As not, another person shouldn't get an Eivet Teuchacha. That's what we would say. Now listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says. Aim of seeking. Listen to this. We think that is, it's a very bad omen to get the Teuchacha. So one person, Nebuch, he's the Kapola Hindel, he gets the Teuchacha. And another person of Adonish. That's what we would say. Well, that's what we would think. The reason why you don't stop in the Teuchacha is because you don't want another person to get the Aliyah. Now listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says. So, do not reject the rebuke of the Messenger. The pshat is, the person who got the Teuchacha, so he's now receiving a Musa drasha from the Rebbeinu Shloim. So if you make a new Aliyah, not the pshat, we don't want Yannis to get an Aliyah. The one who had the Aliyah should listen to the whole thing. Had the Chiddush?
You shouldn't be jacked the Musa Drasha. It says the Musa Hashem is a Choshni, is a Choshni of Pasha. The Rebbeinu Shalom is giving you a Musa Drasha of all the terrible things that could happen. You do Aveiras. Mela, if you make a new Aliyah, is that the first person is rejecting the Musa of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's not a pshat. Not pshat. Yeah, the one Yeah, you shouldn't despise the Musa Hashem. Posik in Mishlei, Musa Hashem the Atav Tochus Betachachta. Yeah, so it's a choshev pasha. It's a Musa Drasha. We're nice of the Isaac Pod not to have the Aliyah. Yeah,
but Emma says the long-standing minig that people didn't want to have his Aliyah, and you give it to the Bal Koira and you chreish, you bribe someone to take it. The Bialacha brings there was such a big akpod about the Toichacha. They've seen shuls, he says. He's seen shuls where they came to B'chol Kosai, Kriyas HaTorah was cancelled. As though it's not B'alocha. Reisi B'alamo, yes, M'koyim is B'nai Yishuvim, Shebegiyah M'seidah B'chol Kosai, V'chistove, Ein Koyim B'Torah B'Shabbazu.
Kriyas HaTorah is called off. As though it's not B'alocha. The was to Matthias. Why? Because they couldn't decide who should get the Teichacha. And the Kentuch Sheitzi gave him, does that mean thus? Kristor is cancelled. Madoch, if you have the Aliyah the Teuchacha, you've got to hear the Ganser Aliyah, don't stop me. It's the Ganser Sedra's cancelled. And he says, they're foolish people, he says. These people, why? Taught the chikla don't learn the Torah, they won't get the punishment. So the chikla ain't learn the Torah, they think they won't get. So he gives a marshal here. He gives a marshal.
His friends were telling him, don't go baderechahu.
There's a certain road. There's two ways of getting to somewhere. Someone wants to go to a certain shtetl, and there's two alternative routes to get there.
So his friend tells him, don't go on a certain road, it's full of boiras of chosim. It's full of holes and fechreis and thistles and all sorts of danger. And he said, I don't want to listen. He said, Mok, I don't want to know. I'll cover it, I won't look at that. I don't want to know. And he says, I'll cover it. I don't want to see all the holes. I don't want to know anything about. So there, he said, I'll close my eyes, I won't look, I'll close my eyes. So there, he said, even a shaita gomma is making it worse.
So there, the pshat is, the Rebbeinu Shleim is telling you, chas v'sholom, the terrible thing. So it's meant to be a musa drasha to keep away from our veiras. The Teuchera is telling us, look what could happen. Mela is supposed to machazik you to maharib a tshuva and go on the right way. But I'm not listening to you. You don't gain anything. I'm not listening to you. It's a foolish thing to do. Oh. So I want to say a pshat. Tichle shana v'kilis hem. For Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a time of Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. The beginning of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So when you come to Rosh Hashanah, you want to be in the right frame of mind to make good resolutions to Mimakayim, the Torah mitzvahs. Everyone trying to improve their level of Shemirat HaTorah. But the person needs a chizuk, he sometimes needs Yiras HaOinush. The ideal is to serve the Ribbono Shloilem, Machmas Ava, Yiras HaRoimus, because the Ribbono Shloilem is the Melech Machem Lochim, and the Ribbono Shloilem is so many chasodim for us, so we feel HaKoras HaTorah to serve the Ribbono Shloilem. Because that's what we want to do, that's what we ought to do. We feel that's the right. Sometimes a person will learn Madrega, he needs a chizuk of frightening him as a deterrent, or oinshim, yeah? Rashi Nachreim says, even Aaron HaKoyen, the great Aaron HaKoyen, needed to be told, Achreim Moshnei, now be careful, Moshna Reifer, the doctor told him, if you don't follow my instructions, there could be fatal consequences, they say Rashi. Marshall, come on, even a person high Madrega, sometimes he's a chizuk of being told about the consequences, the unfortunate, tragic consequences of his Averas. Why? Just to keep him, to make sure he stays on the right track in case he gets the Yitzhahara. So before Rosh Hashanah, which is a man of Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim, so Klaliyos needs a chizuk to make sure the Maharib Tshuva and they stay on the correct path of Torah mitzvahs. And one of the ways is to read about the Onshim.
Not chasam, we don't wish it on anybody, and we don't, it's not meant to happen. It's meant to be a deterrent to show us, look what happens, the gefelach onshim. And not only that, not besides the fact one person wants to save himself from onshim, the fact that we're reading the toicha, all these gefelach hazachem, is a simon how gefelach yaveiras are. The fact that the Bosh gives these punishments is a simon mela, we should try and keep away from aveiras, poshut bal mazet. The Bosh is not what he doesn't want us to do. The Meila, as a chizuk in our Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, is tichla shalosh obgepatim. The end of the year, to read about the Teuchacha as a chizuk in the severity of the Aveiras, as a chizuk in being Mekayim, Somer, Ave, Asetoiv, and that's the right way to come into a Rosh Hashanah. That is Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the year, and that is the Teuchacha. Similarly, says the Gemara, now comes the Chiddush, as before Shavuos, Shavuos is also Rosh Hashanah. So before Shavuos, we also need a chizuk in Yerushalayim. We also need a chizuk in Yiras HaOynash to realize how bad the Aveiras are. And how do we get a chizuk? We read the Teuchacha before Shavuos. And for Bnei Eretz Yisrael is 2 weeks before. But the ideal is to have only 1 week before. So we stay unequal in order that our Bechor Kosai should be 1 week before Shavuos. Only one side in between.
Why can't they eat one side or two times, and then they wouldn't have eaten
before? That's not an option, I say.
Why is it not an option? We have to understand.
Yeah.
If it's an option, I understand that it must be possible.
It's not my...
And the same is what you said...
It's not within... That question is not within my terms of reference.
Yeah, I know, but... What about those people who don't have an aliyah? That's in your terms.
Yeah, if you get there, yeah, that's a shvem, a shvem minig.
Shvem
minig, yeah. Kingdom. That's shvem minig. Moshe finds him very against the minig. There's no brach, very shvem minig. Very shvem minig. Shavua doesn't just mean Peres Ha'ilam. The Swam said, the Svesemes and also Rabbi Kerenstein brings this, but Shavua is also Rosh Hashanah for the Inyan of Torah. Peres Ha'ilam is Torah's Eitz Chaim Inyan of Chidushi Torah. Shavua is a Rosh Hashanah for a person judged on his Shaychus to Torah, on his Chelik in Torah. Mela, so this man also of Kabbalah Satoyah, who also did a Chizik in Yos Oynish. So the Rai from the Gemara, arrive this inyan. Shavuos is not just Pesach. It's also Rosh Hashanah. It's like Rosh Hashanah, a person is judged. A person is judged on Shavuos. The Gabi is connection to Torah. Like a Yom Adin. This one says like Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin for a person. What's going to happen the coming year? Panosim et Gizim. Is Shavuos is a Yom Adin. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yom Mishpat for Torah. Now the Rav Magbo. The Gemara says in Bavasra. Gemara says Yontif Shatzeres Boro. If Shavuos is a clear day, Simon Yofel Choloshon, it's a good sign. Then the most Amras Vig, Yom Kamadrei Shatoi Chamin. If the first day of the year is Ichreis is warm, then the whole year will be warm. That says Roiv Hashanah. Ikare Shatoi. But sometimes it's like an omen. Ichreis was Shana, the hot day, it can be a hot year. Cold day. Beginning of the year is a bit of Simon. But the Chiddush of the Mora says, if Shavuos is a clear day, not a cloudy day. Simon Yofel Choloshonah. And Mar brings it earlier on the same blatt. Shloisha Devarim Tzibachi Tofles Bonov. And one of them is Atzeres Boro Zeru Chitim. If Shavuos is a clear day, so nice, no wind, good climate, you shall plant Chitim. So what do you mean Shavuos is a clear day? It's a good thing. So Mashal says Pshat. Shavuos means Shavuos. It's a good sign that Shavuos is not a cloudy day. Rashi says Aseres Yofa. Says Rashi, Shavuos. Im Teriu Boro Tzach V'Loi Ma'unan Zoru Chitim Shem Atzlichim Boishon. Your crops will do well. It's a good simon. Is Shavuos a nice day? Nice weather on Shavuos is a good simon. What does that mean? But Mashal. Nice weather on Shavuos is a good simon. Oh, so Mashal says. Of Kuf Mem Zayin on Madalev. Oh, Mashal says, so he says like this. Find it. Oh, Shmaitze Boit Slusa. Shmaitze Boit Slusa. Gemara says, a sugya, to learn properly, you have to have a Yishuv Adas. You need to have Slusa, like a clear day. Mela Tzeres is Yom Kabbalah Satoy, is Boro, is a Simon Yofa La Halacha. It's a good simon for your learning.
just like Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, we make good simonim, yeah? Have a chreis, have sweet food, and they say, if it's not good, Rosh Hashanah, say, you shouldn't get angry on anything in the year, not a bad simonim, we don't have anything bitter, why? You have only sweet food. The beginning of the year, we make a simon for the whole year. So Rosh Hashanah, we eat sweet foods, we're makpid the Fashid Nazachan as a simon for a good year. Similarly, Shavuos, you also need to be simonim. And Mashal says, there's clear weather on Shavuos, and the Gemara says, to learn Torah, you need to have a clear Shmaitzer boys. It's a simon yofer lehalocha. We have to learn well that year. Made a Zorah boy chitim, because chitim is in Yavdas. Eitz Hadas was chitim. You should learn Torah. Come to Torah, you see clearly, it's not Stam Perusin only. Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah, where it's Kapaskan, it's like a Yom HaMishpat, a Yom HaDin. Like Rosh Hashanah's Yom HaDin, what's going to happen during the next year in Gashmir, Panosa, all the things a person needs. Similarly, Shavuos is a Yom HaMishpat, the Bonesh and Paschal is every person, how's his learning going to go the coming year? Every person's Shaykh is the Torah. Will he be able to machadish good chishu Torah? Will he have a good geshmak in learning? The mayor's up mashal, if Shavuos is a clear day, in the clear day, most of clear day, simon you can learn well. Yishvada is a simon you'll be able to learn well that year. You see clearly, Shavuos is a Yom HaDin for Torah. So if it's a Yom HaDin for Torah, then it's the Inyan of being makabel the Torah. So Yom HaMishpat, we have to be in the right frame of mind for Kabbalah, like Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaMishpat. We have to be Mahari B'tshuva and make good resolutions in order the coming year should be good. So Shavuos is the beginning of the year, it's Yom HaMishpat for Torah, and we need to be makabel good hachlotas to be zoicha to Torah in the coming year. So just like Rosh Hashanah, the akdoma is to have the klolos first, not as you might think to patter up the klolos, but to take the message of the klolos, to internalize the message of the Teuchacha, and that should be a chizuk to keep away from Averas. Similarly, Torah also needs akdoma. If a person's a chasm and balavera, he can't matzliach in Torah. To be matzliach in Torah, you have to also be makayim sumer avasei Torah. Yerushimayim yirosoi kedemus lechochmosoi. Torah requires akdoma of Yerushimayim. Torah without Yerushimayim is not worth very much, yeah? Most like someone's got the indoor keys and the keys to the outer door. He's got Torah, can get Lennon, but he hasn't got the keys to get in, he hasn't got the Yerushimayim. So every person before Shavuos, before Kabbalah Satorah, and as we just saw in the Mashal, it's not only Kabbalah Satorah, it's Hayom HaDin for Torah. On Shavuos, every person is sort of allocated his share in the Torah, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is judging us how much Torah will be zocheh to learn the coming year, and how much Siyata Dishmai we'll have in our learning. So we have to have Akdoma of Yerushalayim Kedemus L'Chochmosai is one of the ways of having Yerushalayim. Very basic, it's possible. Yerushalayim, it's not the highest Madrega, but that was something for a chizuk, in case we're not in that right Madrega, and we're not a Madrega of serving the Bones from me, Ava, L'Chorapach, we'll have Yerah. So the Teuchera will give us a boost of Yerushalayim. Very, very basic. But let's not look what happens to all these Averas, Gefela Chazachim. The Mela, so you're supposed to listen to the Teuchera, and the Kriyas HaTorah should not be cancelled any shul. Hope it'll go ahead, Kriyas HaTorah will go ahead, just there. And somebody will get it, and he doesn't have to be worried about us. And if somebody's called, he's not allowed to refuse Aliyah. If somebody thinks, oh, you got the Torah, you got Brogis, you walked off. If you get it, but you have it, you have to take it. Even though there's a minute, you don't give it to someone. Yeah. Say, I'm a lady, I've got no gear, I'm a lady, it can't happen to me, yeah. 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 If someone says a lotion somewhere, someone says if you get there, I can't remember that. Someone puts it, if someone gets it, has to take it. Okay, so this is it, right, that's it. Tois himself says you have a Shabbos in between. Even Tois says we want to have it before Rosh Hashanah. We have it just before Rosh Hashanah. It is nice, it is close. It's not how nice it is. It's not how nice it is. It's not how nice it is. It's not to have it. We don't call the person up. Or am I, sir? It's a right.
It doesn't say
if there's no good simmers kefala. It's a good simmer. Just because it's not a good simon doesn't mean it's gefarlich.
No, it isn't.
Say what am I saying? If it's a clear, if it's Yom Atzeres Boro, if Shavuos is Yom Boro, and it's not cloudy, it's a clear day, it's a good simon for Atzlochen Torah. It doesn't say for Kaitz, just a simon. Right? Tell me nish, tis nish. Right. Now, I want to suggest another idea to think about. So we have from the Marit why the Sedras are separate. So I want to suggest another idea, I'm not saying the reason, but something else one can think about during these weeks when the Sedras are not the same at all. And the question is, we could have equalized that to Saul straight away. So I want to suggest an idea. The reason why the Sedras are separate, at all and Chazal are not the same, because we had Yontif Sheni. Obviously, right. Now, I want to suggest an idea that Yontif Sheni is a very, very important Takonas Chazal, and it's good for us, it's a good Chizuk, if we're aware that we have a Yontif Sheni. So as long as the Sedras are different, and you go to Eitz Yisrael, and you go, oh, you haven't got the same Sedras, it'll jog your memory, we have the Yontif. The significance of Yontif Sheni is, because it's a Takonah Durabonon, and a Grisa Chelik of our Yiddishkeit. The main part of our Kabbalah Torah is to accept the takonos of the Rabbonim. And the interesting thing about Yontif Sheni is, it's a murdik chiddush. They said keep another Yontif, and they say you have to wear tefillin, and this is Shabbos. Anyway, if we don't wear tefillin yet, and all the brachas we make, it's all the koyach v'chazal. And Shteitin Svan, the main Kabbalah Torah we have is the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah to the Chachmei Yisrael. The Svarim say that the Torah Shemiksav was in Shemaim, yeah? When the Malachim wanted the Torah, the Torah has some meaning even for Malachim. Why the Malachim didn't want the people to get the Torah is because after Matan Torah, it's not only the Torah, the Chamisha Chumash Torah, the Pirish of the Torah, Torah Shabbal Peh, was given over to the Chachmei Yisroel B'chol Doya V'doya. And they've got the right to make the Halacha, and even in Shemaim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kaviyachol Paskins, whatever the Chachmei Yisrael say. So one of the biggest sides of Kabbalah Torah is to be machnir oneself to the das of the Chachamim and to accept all the Takanos Rabbonim. And the Chid are now, and even the Takanos Rabbonim, which seems to be obsolete. And over the years, there have been people who have tried to be in battle Yontif Sheni. And to be a big Muhammad Yontif Sheni, why obsolete Chayra? If you take the simple reason, why they have 2 days Yontif? They didn't know, they weren't sure when Yontif was, they kept 2 days Yontif. But now, Anon Bekiim Bekiva Diyacha. We know when Yontif is. So Yontif Sheni should be Bachel. And the Ma'ase says, a great Sachpoti should not be Bachel, to show that Chazal have made it, and Chazal, even the reason Chazal gives sounds to us far-fetched. Shema Yachsa Dova, and we'll forget the calculations, and we'll need to keep the Chayra, it might never happen. Hasn't happened till now, it might never happen, that'd be a Sagoyal. But nevertheless, Klal Yisrael and Chutzlaretz have accepted upon themselves to keep 2 days Yontem, and it's very chomo, it's a very, very great Sachpoda, not to be Mazals on the second day Yontem. Mishmur brings a shit, he says, someone is Mazal's Yontiv, he's meant to be putting Chayrim. Yes, now the Botidinim haven't got so much power anymore to Lahamid Adas Al Til. If you could, you meant to put something in Chayrim. Is Mishmur brings a shit which says, if somebody's Mazal's Yontiv, put him in Chayrim, get him excommunicated. Sturgeon Kraskeveld. Oh, can't just do a wave and get away with it. Oh, then he says a chilek azay. Yontif Sheni chomem Yontif and Yontif Rishon. If someone's over the Raisa, he gets put in chayim. Someone's driving a car on Yontif. If we have the power, put him in chayim. Right. The drabonon, you don't put him in. You just give him malke, a lesser oynish. But Yontif Sheni, since the whole thing's about anything he does, he gets put in all drabonon. Yontif Sheni, bishop Yontif Sheni, I only did drabonon. So the rice is more common than the Rabbanon. Yontif Sheni, which the whole thing is the Rabbanon, whatever he does, he's like a fella, chazach, gets put in chayim. So this is a shitter. So Yontif Sheni is very, very chomer. The idea is, it's a chizuk, and you makabal the gezeres of chazal, yeah? And Yontif Sheni is a murdering example of a gezeres chazal, which is important to keep, and it could easily be buckled, yeah? It's not just a one-off thing, I must do something. It's like a whole day, a whole new day of Yontif, with the Issa Malacha, and we make brochas. If it's not yom to the bracha of atal, yeah? If it's a weekday, don't put tefillin on. So took away mitzvah tefillin, and we make all the brachas of yontav, which for Ben Eretz Yisrael is a bracha of atala, else to the chayim of yontav sheni. And we see also the severity, how much importance the halacha gives to yontav sheni, that no one's allowed to be mazal yontav sheni, and we don't renounce this. Well, we know the calendar now anyway. And Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Loretz are strictly forbidden to do malacha, even with tzinnah. Because the ma'is have to be keeping the chumra mokum where they're now. And b'nei chutzos et yisrael, yeah, there is an opinion of the chacham tzvi who says, if you're in yisrael, don't keep it because it's not priority. You know, you're in a mokum, the whole reason we keep it is because minig avasteni biyodeinu. Says the chacham tzvi, if my ancestors being out, so they wouldn't keep it, so I don't have to keep it. That's the Chacham Tzvi's opinion, but Rav Poskim disagree. Rav Poskim hold a Ben Chutz Lodez also keep it on to Sheni. So it's very, very chumuf, not as item. We have to keep an Eretz Yisrael, and the Ben Eretz Yisrael for Malacha have to keep it here as well. So it's very, very chumuf. The idea is to accept the Gzeres now. And this is Bama's the Ikka, so it's a very a timely lesson before Kabbalah Satorah to be Makabal Gezeres Chazal, because the Gezeres of Chazal is Manish the Rabbonim. Manish the Rabbonim, and the Rabbonim is very, very chomo. The whole Yiddishkeit is based on the Rabbonims. There is Ramban in Parshas Emor, last week's Sedra. Ramban gives a very graphic description. What would Shabbos look like without the Rabbonims? Ramban. Ramban means a medrash says Shabbosin Shvus. Shabbosin means, says Ramban, Shvus is used for the Rabbanon. The word Shvus is used in Chazal always, Ein Shvus Memigdash. Yeah, Shvus is, so what do you mean Shvus? Why, if it's Rabbanon, why did it come to Pasuk? Says Ramban, Avada, Rabbanon is Rabbanon. But if you only keep the Raisas, you could end up, your Shabbos is Gornish Vet. And Ramban describes, inside, what would Shabbos look like without the Rabbanons? You go to businesses, you can speak to workers, you can hire workers, you can buy, you can sell, you can handle money, you can handle muksa, you can discuss all your business affairs. He even says, if there be an Erev, you ask that, if there be an Erev in the shtot, you could go and pile up things, go and get your deliveries, go and deliver your shopping, buy. I can answer. He says, that the Hutsu Hashabos, Shabbos is only Shabbos. This is Rabbanon. Each individual thing is Rabbanon, but overall, if it becomes a weekday, it's an Issa the Raisi, Shabbos is a weekday. So those them and the koyach of the Rabbanans. Rabbanan knew that he needs a shmirah. Yeah? There's a Gemara which says, over divi soifrim, chayiv misa. If you're over the Rabbanan, chayiv misa. Does that mean the Rabbanan is more common than the Raisa? Obviously, there are certain leniences in the Rabbanan. Suffer the Rabbanan kula, yeah? If you've got a shayla, go to a malach on Shabbos, you prefer the Rabbanan rather than the Raisa. The Rabbanans are more lenient. I mean, all, when Chazal made the Yisur Rabbanan, they made them, lechatchila, with certain exceptions, certain leniences, certain exclusion clauses, you might call them. But when there's no exceptions, stand to you over the Rabbanan is very, very chomo. Yeah? The Rabbein Yonah in Shal Tshuva says, there are people who are makel in Inyonim of Kashrus Rabbanan. So I'm a frumri, I don't want to eat non-kosher meat, but non-kosher cheese, non-kosher milk, bishlachim. So being these people are shoyim gemurim, he says, gefela, mamas gefela. And he says it could be the worst than people who do a deraisa. Why? Because if a person does a deraisa, he's got a yetzahara, but he's got a pang of conscience. He might do tshuva. Says the Ben Yoina, people are over the Rabbonans, it can stem from a zilzul, but the Rabbonam. So it could be a shayla of apikosis. Person of the rice, he knows he's doing wrong. Apikosis means you don't believe in the koyach of the chazal, the Torah was given to the chachamim. Thus is the ganzer shu, the ganzer kabbalah, the Torah is, klal yisrael makabal the Torah, and the chachma yisrael paskin halacha. So somebody has got a very flippant attitude. Oh, it's under Rabbonam. Ben Yoina says these people are mammoth, ooh. People eat non-kosher cheese. Ben Yoni says, Mamash was Shom Gemurim. People make and Yisur Dabonon. It's very, very chomo because Dabonon, it's another reason he says it's because Dabonons are made as a gedder not to come to the Raisa. And the Ikka Torah is Yerushalayim. Neither Rabbanan is Yerushalayim. Mitzvahs is a chiyuv gomer. The abundance is made together. So the abundance is made to protect the Torah as a safeguard. You shouldn't be over. So if you mizaz the abundance, it's a simon. You don't care about the shmira for the Torah. It's also, it could be a simon, chas v'sholem. The person's not because he's got false shitters. He doesn't believe in the koyach of the chachamim. The chachamim got the koyach to make gezeir. Now the abundance is the mamush, chomush and mechamurus. Oiva divin sofim, chayim misa. But as I said before, there are when there's no hatayim, it's very chomush, mamush. Tovim de decha meyoyim, what's it called? Chavivim divrei soifrim, yoyse meyeyner shal tov. The Rabbanans are more choshev given than the Raises. Why? Because the Rabbanans are simon of Yerushalayim, and the Rabbanans are simon that you machni yourself to das Torah. And if you keep the Rabbanans and simon that you've accepted upon yourself, the Kabbalah of Torah is beyad the chachma Yisroel.
Yeah,
Grandmaster,
I
do want to say, yeah, just even the bone, But in the name of that, sir, I was thinking an idea that could be the Indian of the Yont of Sheni.
What are the Chumris in Exosol
of Rabbi
Eshbetz of
Frank on
the
Chumris
for
Ben Exosol? I think he was Chosh.
Yeah, but what are the Chumris with
that? I can't remember. You saying he had his Chosh, but you should keep where you are as well.
But nobody puts a film in Exosol of Yont of Sheni.
Pass it up.
Anyway, Shvi's is much easier than
any other. Mesnachas have to think about the Inya for Yont of Sheni. That's why the Seder are not the same. So these few Shavuos, we remind ourselves we are different as Israel because we had a Yont of Sheni. I should end up with a ball on the Pasha. Yeah. This was the reason why it's very chosh of Mizvah is because I was early to learn with the Rebbe Melech Zimmer, Zichetzar Devroch, and he told me this was the Meshach, and he explained it to me, and I wouldn't have understood if he wouldn't have explained it to me, yeah? He told me the gross tannum from this Vard. Right, it says here, Yomachachicha, you've got to mechazik, some of these poor to help him. Gev a soshav a chayimach. Gev a soshav, you should give him a chiyach. So they said, don't take ribbis, raise him lekecha, v'chei achicha imach. So one person says v'chai, and one person says v'chei. Sound? So the Meshachachma says, there's a Rambam which says, the chai with a pasach is used for the Bnei Shlem. Chai Hashem. Yeah? And when Yosef said about Paroi, he says, chei Paroi. The Meshach Chachma says, and based on Rambam members, Rambam thinks Hilchus and Hilchus Deres, and Rambam and Tshuva, one safer matter. Rambam says, look at Rambam, he's even got the Kudus in Rambam to explain. The Chei Paroi, Chei with a Tzeirei means Gashmi, it's a person who's not going to live forever. Chei Paroi. And the Bnei Shlem is Chai Hashem, yeah? There was a cash on this from Boruch Chei Olomim, Bnei Foshes. Cash, okay, but no say Rambam. She says, Piatazo, the first Pasuk is talking about a Ger Toshav. And the second Pasuk is talking about a Yid. She says, the Chalik is like, a Ger Toshav, his name is not a Yid, really. Why? He's decided not to serve a Dazor. He hasn't got the Neshama of a Yid. Mela, if you're not Mechazik him, he may go back and serve a Dazor. Mela, V'chai Imach means Chai is in Bemeth Ribbon Shalom. So the Ger Toshav, his Kashya with the Ribbon Shalom depends on you. V'chai Imach, Chai the Chai Hashem, the Ger Toshav with Bemeth a Goy, but he decided not to serve a Dazor. So Mela, V'chai Imach, the Chai, the Rebbeinu Shlom, his kashrut with the Rebbeinu Shlom depends on you. So if you're not mechazik him, if you let him become poor, you don't give him stock, what will happen? He may give it all up and just go back to Mach ain't can a yid. A yid hot the shomer for a yid. He'll never ever lose the pink la yid. Mela, a yid, it says, v'cheyachichemach, with a tzeirei, the gashmistical chias. Or with the ruchinistical chelik of a yid, however low he falls, he'll never lose his shaykh with the Rebbeinu Shlom. What's his name? Remember, he said the Vart, and he had said, I know, but he finished, he told him, I said, ah, as I get the Vart, and he said, ah, I feel the Nakudas from the Torah is in Meduyak. Remember that very clearly. Come some years ago, his face was shining, and I'm in Tanuk with the Vart. He folded his arms, and he closed his eyes, just like, I'm misanagrave from the Vart. As the Nakudas from the Torah is in Meduyak. As for Ger Toshav, whose Bamas has not got on the Shom of a Yid, made in East have a Chizik in Ruchnias, his whole Kashya with the Bosh depends on you. If you push him away, it'll be Chayz L'Suroi. Or by Yid, however
lo he falls, he'll never lose the cash of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Meila, it says v'chei, a lushen of a gashmir is made. This is the vashem. That's chisveim, right? He's looking back to Muhammad, in case you don't know. The main years of his youth was in Auschwitz. He's a mitzvah in the concentration camp. The man of Masukh Hussein is Ayid. About Midas Toivas and Galant, the Tamukh Mufluk, Nishiva Stein, those lines are simmon from the Gadda, from the Pintle Yid. I can do my Hazal Yisurim, and Tzikim, and so I was looking to learn with the man, but I made a Chush, it was in their vault.
Where was the Melech Zimus?
The fifth of the four heads of the Mishra Ram, and the third 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 of the Mish